Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, welcome aboard. Coming to you live from New York City, just outside Madison Square Garden, as we get ready for a Tuesday into a Wednesday edition, Sports Overnight America. As the world's most famous arena will acquiesce and give way to the Big East tournament starting tomorrow on Wednesday. And the Sixers and Knicks will put a wrap on this portion of their home and home back-to-back, for I should say, for the Knicks Sunday and Tuesday. And then the Garden will go to college. And then away we go. The Knicks will head to the West Coast. But a lot to get to here in the March Madness will really move into full steam as we get conference tournaments underway. Atlantic 10, ACC, Big 10, Big 12, Pac-12, you name it, all of them. They are underway, and we're the teams that have struggled this year are getting their first glance at the courts over across the way, across the river in the Hudson, the Barclays Center, the Atlantic 10, Davidson and Fordham kicked it off. So the metropolitan New York area has always been a great hotbed for college basketball. Tonight, the curtain falls on the Knicks and Sixers, and then the Big East Conference takes over. But we're going to spend some time to Kansas City, Iowa State, Texas, in the women's final tonight. We're going to take a little rundown memory lane with Audie Crooks, a freshman from her high school senior year before the hotly contested recruit stayed home in the state of Iowa. Interesting gal. We'll talk about it as we get back and get it going here live from New York for the Big East, and we'll have people fanned out across the country with a lot of college basketball as we get ready for Selection Sunday. Who's it going to be? You know, UConn back to defend. We shall see. There's going to be some big pursuers this year. Houston, Big 12, they look very good. Pac-12, Arizona, some really solid, solid teams as we get ready for the Madness of March, and it's going to kick into high gear. It rolls along here. We get it started. Live from New York, brought to you by Iowa EPS on Sports Overnight America. Keep it here.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here. It's Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, of course, across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Lots to get to, of course. There's major news coming out of Augusta and the Masters. The LIV golfers will be able to play in 2023, at least for 2023, perhaps beyond. Fred Ridley, the chairman at Augusta National, had a very awkward statement. For Tony old stuffy Augusta the National, it's just an awkward statement. So we'll maybe a little time. If not, you know what? We'll effort that Thursday or Friday as we head into a big holiday weekend. All right, his name is Brandon Schwab. You know, we pump up the women's basketball. You know, here in the Midwest, we got Ioka Lee at Kansas State, All American first team, Caitlin Clark, Iowa, Ashley Jones, Iowa State, Haley Jones, Stanford. Alaya Boston, South Carolina for Don Staley. Women's basketball in this country is huge. Of course, you've got the UConn situation as well. Tennessee's always been a powerhouse. But Brandon Schwab is a high school basketball coach. He's got one of the best players, man. This gal, Audie Crooks. We're going to talk to Audie in a moment. But Brandon Schwab, a 20-year veteran, 13 years at the helm of the Lady Golden Bears. Our friends out in California will like the Golden Bears from our base in the Bay Area. But he's done a great job at Roman Catholic private school up there, Bishop Garrigan, and Brandon Schwab is going to jump on the program. Brandon, Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on Calling All Sports here on Sports Byline. How are you?
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. You just heard some of the names I uttered out there. What is it with the Midwest and these high school programs? I mean, Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Illinois. These high schools, yourself included, are pumping out talent. Did you see this coming on like this, Brandon? Did you see a trend developing?
You know, women's basketball has changed a lot, and a lot of girls put a lot of time into the AAU circuit and put a lot of time into their games. And, you know, there's just we're lucky to be in a state of Iowa that really pumps out a lot of good basketball in our state. If you look at the names throughout the country playing college basketball, we've got a lot of good teams and players in the state of Iowa.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, I digress. Of course, we had the Brittany Griner situation. How did your young girls up in Algona, Iowa, at Bishop Garrigan, did they talk outwardly and openly about the Griner situation? You know, very political, but there was also perhaps a teaching moment about what you put in your bags going through the airport. How did you process that with your ball club, Coach?
you know, we really never touched on it much. You know, I mean, we just focused on our team and basketball and trying to get ourselves better. We never even talked about it as a team, and we just worry about getting our team better.
Good job. That's a way to approach it. So there you go. All right. Tell us about your team, and tell us in particular about the gal we're going to talk to here in a couple of moments. Coach, I talked to one of your opposing coaches, Noel McLaughlin, across the way at Algona High, and he said, look, Marty, she scored 35 against us Saturday, and she didn't break a sweat. He said, Audie Crooks is the real deal. I mean, she is the real deal. Coach, tell us about her in particular in your ball club, 8-1, your lone loss to Hopkins up in Minneapolis to start the year. Tell us about Audie Crooks and how special a talent she is.
You know, she's been a part of her. She's a senior now, and been a part of our program for 4 years. And you know, we were fortunate enough last year to win a state championship, and returning a good amount of players this year. You know, Audie's a special talent on our team, and somebody that has worked extremely hard to get where she's at. And I'm really happy she's on my team, not the one I've got to go against.
Very good. Brandon Schwab, head coach Bishop Garrigan, the Lady Golden Bears. Coach, how would you describe her to someone out there in radio land across the country, our servicemen and women at sea and in naval bases and Air Force and Army bases around the country are listening about Algona, Iowa, Bishop Garrigan, a name you can't forget once you hear it once, Audie Crooks. How would you describe her game? How would you describe her as a person before we talk to her?
You know, an athletic post player that has got extremely soft hands that finishes around the rim at an 80% clip. You know, she's a team captain, a team leader for us, and does a lot of things for us on and off the floor.
Coach, she's got as velvety a soft touch as I've seen. There's a video that's really all over the internet, and of course they edit it all together. Coach, I haven't seen she has got a beautiful shot. I mean, velvety. It's velvety the way she shoots. What do you think?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, spends a lot of time working on it, and you know, got a great shot, very great finish around the rim, and you know, hits the glass extremely hard on the offensive end. So, you know, a lot of pieces together that makes her and our team go for sure.
All right. Well, if you wouldn't mind, hand her the phone, then I got a few more questions for you on the backside, if that's okay, Coach. Okay.
Yep. Here's Audie.
All right, Audie Crooks. I'm excited about this. Hey, Audie. My name is Marty Terrell. You're on Sirius XM. You're being heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. I know you play for Bishop Garrigan. You're playing tonight against North Iowa and Buffalo Center. But I want to congratulate you and your family. You're going to Iowa State. You're staying home. There was a fierce recruiting battle for you. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations, Audie. Thanks for coming on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Well, we love giving you the exposure because you've done great. Hey, you know what Coach told me about you real quick? I was worried about, you know, most high school kids. I said, you know, she's, you know, I'm only going to ask her a couple questions. She said, Marty, once you ask her a question, she won't stop talking. What do you say to that?
Oh, my gosh. She is full of it. That is just wild. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Audie, tell us about your life. Tell us about, you know, how you got to where you are. And then ultimately tell us why Iowa State and who else was offering. I know a lot of the big guns were looking for you.
Well, I guess my interest in basketball really started when I was young. Both my mom and my dad played, and they were both decent players in high school. And my dad played a little bit at Mankato State in college. And so just growing up, I always heard about, you know, how great they were. And even going to games, you know, in junior high, I would see my mom's picture up on the board and just thought, man, like, I want to be like her. I want to be good. And so the recruiting process, man, that was a wild ride, but it was fun and I enjoyed it and I'm happy to be a Cyclone. I had a lot of other looks from really great schools, really great programs, but I guess what ultimately drove me to pick Iowa State was just the way that they made me feel like family. You know, day one, they welcomed me and my mother in, gave us hugs, great big smiles, and just like treated us with the utmost respect, and I could tell that they really cared about me as a person as opposed to just what I can do for them and their program as a player. So So I would say a huge part of why I chose Iowa State was the atmosphere and the way that I was welcomed in and that they treated me and my family.
How do you become a beloved figure here in Iowa in the Midwest? We're so proud of you statewide and how good you're doing and how well you're doing, how you handle yourself. Beautifully spoken, eloquent. You know, I'm going to take umbrage with your name, though. Someone said, you know, she may be an Audi, but she plays like a Mercedes, and she could actually play like a Lamborghini. You're sick of the car jokes, aren't you there, Audi?
Yes, absolutely. I'm so sick of the car jokes.
Hey, listen, what's it going to mean? You know, obviously Bill Fennelly, Iowa State. Was anybody else really close, or was Iowa State head and shoulders? And I know you know Caitlin Clark and – You know Ashley Jones, and, you know, there's some really good tradition for you to play into here in the state of Iowa, of course, with Ames, Iowa, and Iowa State. But who else was really in on you, and how close were you to leaving the state?
Iowa was pretty hard on my trail. I also talked to Wisconsin quite a bit, as well as Michigan State and Maryland and a few others. And yes, you know, I feel like honestly I was blessed with so many great opportunities that I really couldn't make a wrong move. And I don't know, I just knew from day one, you know, Iowa State was one of the first places that I ever visited. And I just got like a warm, fuzzy feeling when I was on campus. And then when I went to visit these other places, absolutely the coaches were nice. Yes, they have great facilities, but I just didn't feel like I was at home. And so that's why I think I chose to go to Iowa State.
Audie, we're coming up in January. We're going to do a live show. I haven't talked to the AD or coach, but we're coming up to see you in person. I'll see you in January. Merry Christmas. Tell coach we ran out of time. He was right. You could talk you could talk forever. We love you. Good job.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
We love
Merry Christmas.
Take
love
care. The amazing Audie Crooks there from Bishop Garrigan High School in Algona, Iowa. Fantastic job out of her. We appreciate it. And they got a game tonight. We look forward to it. She's going to put up 35 or 40 like it's nobody's business. I'm Marty Terrell. That's our prep report brought to you by Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. Thank you. God bless them. Seven state region. We're coming right back here on Sports Byline Broadcast.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, welcome back, Sports Overnight America, as we talk the world of sports a Monday into a Tuesday. A lot of college basketball to rehash. NFL free agency. The NBA over the weekend was pretty good, too. Celtics did right their ship pretty much in Phoenix. But they, listen, they're flawed, folks. And I don't know. They're talking to Blake Griffin. They need another body in there. And Porzingis, I worry about – I mean, that guy gets hurt, you know, taking out the trash. So we'll see. You know, if Porzingis goes down, you can forget it. And this team, you know who they miss, but you got to give up something to get something, and that's Marcus Smart. No question about it. All right, this portion of the show, again, Innovative Wellness Center in Iowa. Neuropathy, 100% shockwave therapy. I'm on session number 5 upcoming and an appreciable decline in the location, the intensity, the degree of discomfort with the numbness. And it comes with age. It comes with diabetes, of which I am not a diabetic. And sometimes you just have a back issue, poor posture, your spine, maybe a bulging disc, you know, it presses up against a nerve and all of a sudden you're feeling weird, especially at night when you're trying to sleep. Address it. It doesn't go away by sitting around. It doesn't go away for a $37 or $49 one-time fee at a chiropractor. It doesn't work. Okay. It's that simple. I'm going to shoot straight. So get out and see Christy Steiger, innovative wellness.center. All right. Proud sponsor of our road shows as we roll into March Madness. I'll start with the fight because I want to get it out of the way between LSU and South Carolina. Listen, I'm not going to pick a side on this, but LSU's got a history, and that doesn't justify the 6'7 gal coming over to a 5'6, 5'7 guard that weighs 110 pounds. And pushing her to the floor. All right. Doesn't work. Suspensions look like they're coming. It includes tournament play. Let's see what they do. It'll be very interesting to see how the conference responds to LSU in South Carolina. So we'll see. Or if it's an NCAA issue. Fines. Suspensions. Well, you know what? They get name, image, likeness. Maybe they will start fining these student athletes. Who knows? Anyways. You know, just a distasteful thing. And then the brother jumping over the scorer's table, not a good move on his part. Here's what I will tell you. LSU just agitates. And I think it's part of Mulkey's little MO. She did it with Reese. And look, Caitlin Clark got into it too. She wasn't, her hands were dirty as well. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they weren't. But you know what? The women's game, because of the intensity now and the level of coverage and the popularity, these gals have to know the dynamics have changed. The scrutiny has changed. Social media. These kids are active. Apparently, there was some stuff going on and some barbs going back and forth that it carried over to the court. All right? No surprise. And it happens on the men's side as well. But the women's game right now, I swear to God, I never remember. Even in the Stanford heyday, Tennessee, yes, there was scrutiny, but not like it is today. It's crazy. And it's the social media. It's the talk. I mean, when Caitlin Clark broke the record, you had game day over there. It looked like it was crazy. 18,000 fans going cuckoo up in Minnesota at the Target Center. It's just there's just a lot of scrutiny. So everything's going to get blown up here a little bit. And I'm not saying that they, you know, that fight yesterday, but it was the lead. And this is what, and it's not a knock on ESPN or anybody else or Fox and CBS and all the networks. They led with it. And I'm sure we were complicit too. You pay attention to this stuff. LSU, though, has more of a history than any team that I've seen with chippiness and trying to draw you into, destabilizing you on the court. We saw it last year in the national title game against Iowa. And like I said, Clark, she bit. She took the bait. And you saw what happened. LSU, Iowa looked like a mess, and they got absolutely blown out. So anyways, suspensions will be, I would say, coming. You know, the whole thing to me was just, stupid. But the, the 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", gal, whatever she is, tossing that guy out of the ground, come on, really? All right. And, I liked what Staley had to say. I did not hear Mulkey's quotes. But bottom line is, these teams meet again at any point. Look out. We'll keep an eye on that. All right. Let me go to Iowa women. Unbelievable comeback. Here's what I'll say. As good as they are, they're getting a one seed. They're going to open in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye, be a week from Friday. It'll be a prime timer, even though they're playing, a 16 seed. Look it, they're going to get out of Iowa City and get to Albany, New York, or Portland, Oregon for the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, if they obviously win the 16 game. I'm concerned, and I'm going to tell you why. Got reasons why. Not just going to say that to, stir it up. They're not playing a lick of defense. They're playing with fire. I'm going to say this. They were gassed. They have played on such an emotional high with all the Clark stuff and all the media attention. The team is gassed. They're even dinged up a little bit in terms of health. But I'm telling you right now, this team does not play defense. They live and die with their offensive prowess. And when they don't shoot like they didn't yesterday, Clark 0-for-9 from three. She could not throw it. There's, Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. If there was 20,000, she would have missed throwing the ball in the water yesterday in Minnesota. I mean, she couldn't shoot. And this is her second bad game in a row. Now, I'll eat some crow. She responds with 30 in the second half. She hit a very important, actually two, step back threes. And when they were down eight and she went to the floor, and got fouled. They didn't call it. We saw the attitude come out here a little bit, which, I'll say it. She's going to play with a little bit of moxie and has a fire in her belly. I'll give her that. But she, she's got to watch it because she does come across sometimes entitled. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If they don't play defense, they're not going to get bailed out like they bailed themselves out yesterday. They didn't. They had a couple calls that went against them. They also had some favorable calls. Martin hits a huge three. Affelter, very good in the low block with a picket fence, 11 points and 11 rebounds, outstanding. And then Clark, 30 points in the second half. But you know what? They're playing with fire. They have to put – they got a lot of cohesion on the offense. They need some adhesion on the defense. I'm going to mark them right now, folks, as endangered. Among the top seeds in the elite teams – and again, this NCAA women's tournament has a really good chance of being the Gamecock Invitational. Now they, obviously had a little bit of a rankling against LSU. We'll see, how the fallout from that transpires. But listen, they're going to be the top seed. They're going to roll. They're going to listen. They can make their reservations from Cleveland right now. South Carolina, the national championship on the women's side is going through Columbia, South Carolina. You're going to have to beat them. So they can make their reservations in my world for Cleveland, Ohio. All right, next on the list. Juju Watkins is great. I was shocked. I watched that game, the end of it anyways, and I was shocked. But you know what? Stanford will be back. They'll be back. They're going to be heard from. And then when I hear people say USC is going to be a one seed, I don't know about that. But you know what? Some of the other gals on that Southern Cal team are starting to step up, and they're very, very good to watch. And you know what? They, unlike Iowa, they play both ends of the court. That Trojan team is dangerous. And Watkins is a great player. And you know what? She sometimes contributes. And like Clark, Caitlin puts up, she had, 15 assists the other night? The team had a record 30 assists. I mean, crazy. So, and that was against who they play in the second round. Was it Maryland? I can't remember now. So many games going on. But the fact of the matter is, Southern Cal is a nice story. And I think you got to circle them as we look towards Selection Sunday. We'll get the men's draw at 5 Eastern. We'll get the, or excuse me, 6 Eastern. We'll get the women's draw at 7 Eastern. And away we go. It might be 5 o'clock, too. That'll be after the Big Ten title game. All right. You know, listen, I'll go back to the Big 12. Oklahoma, Jenny Baranczyk played, ironically, under Iowa coach Lisa Bluter at Drake. She did a nice job at Drake. She found her way to Oklahoma, a very nice team, but they got absolutely ambushed at Kansas City's Municipal Auditorium. And freshman Audie Crooks, 25 points, a great second half with 14. If you haven't seen her, I think the size, I could look it up. She's 6'2 or 6'3. She's a big gal. She is got great footwork. She has got great hands. This gal is a phenomenal talent. And here's the sad part of this. She is so overshadowed by Caitlin Clark, nobody's paying attention. But I'm telling you, go to YouTube and watch Audie Crooks. She is a wonderful player. And what a backstory. Small town, northern, north central Iowa, Bishop Garrigan High School, Algona. Her father's life and demise is gut-wrenching. How this young gal was raised and what she has overcome will tug at your heartstrings. And what a jovial, well-centered kid, great teammate, great in the locker room. Coach Fennelly will tell you she is remarkable in that locker room as a freshman. And, oh, by the way, first team Big 12. All right, lots to get to. I got to give a shout-out to Drake University. Darian DeVries, the head coach, third time he's going to the NCAA tournament in 4 years, knocked out Indiana State. We got a lot to get to here on Sports Byline, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your wellness at innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. NFL free agency. We'll dip around the NBA. We got a lot to get to still as we roll into a Monday night into a Tuesday morning here on Sports Byline. Coming right back.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative wellness.center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
Here on a Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight America, presented by Innovative Wellness in Iowa, the red hot state of Iowa with all this success. But as quickly as you go up, you can go down equally as quickly. It's going to be interesting to see. Selection show Sunday, we'll get into it all, presented by here on our weekend show, Innovative Wellness dot center. We look forward to it. Hey, awkward moment out at the Mountain West Women's Tournament. I don't think I've ever seen anything this bizarre. I mean, women's basketball cuckoo right now. I mean, we had the fight between LSU and South Carolina. Now we get Kayla Ard, the head coach at Utah State, the Aggies, no more. They lose, and she's like 25 seconds into her press conference, and she gets word she's been fired. Come on now. Really, Utah State? You can't wait? I mean, I know USC fired Lane Kiffin on the tarmac. But really, she's at a post-game press conference. You're in the tournament. They get knocked out, and she's nice enough to show up for the post-game press conference. And not a good job. Not a good look for Utah State. What do they care? You know what her record was, though? She came over in 2020, the COVID year, from Denver, where she was an assistant. And she went 24-90. She had a 211 winning percentage with the Lady Aggs at Utah State. And, you know, it doesn't help when the men's program is nationally ranked. And they are. And Utah State's dangerous. And you wait till Selection Sunday. Got a boatload of teams circled this year. All right. Darian DeVries, Drake University. Now, listen, mid-major Missouri Valley Conference. This program has been the dregs of college basketball at times. A very, very solid academic school. It's in a borderline rough neighborhood in the capital city of Des Moines. This guy is from Applington, Parkersburg, I want to say. His son, Tucker DeVries, star player. Second time he's won the Larry Bird Award as the Player of the Year in the Missouri Valley Conference. What Darian DeVries is doing right now mirrors what Keno Davis did there in 2008 and parlayed that into the Providence Friars job. And I think he was at Providence for 8 years. A lot of hot coaches right now. You know, just like the NFL, just like any other sport, we're going to see the musical chairs at the Final Four. Again, I've got them circled. Drake University, the Bulldogs are dangerous. Big kid Brody on the inside, and they just – DeVries is outstanding. And Papa is going to be in play at the Final Four this year in Glendale. And I'm telling you where he is a perfect fit. And I hate to say this, but the University of Iowa should fire Fran McCaffrey. He's not delivering the goods. He's paid way too much money. His recruiting has been average at best. Average. And I would say even below average. And it's time. It's just time. You've got an unsettled athletic directorship there. Gary Bart is gone. They have an interim. And I guess she's been made the permanent AD there. But I will say this, the time has come. It really and truly has. And this is your guy right here. This is your guy. He's homespun. He can coach. He can recruit. He can get recruits, rather. He did a hell of a job. He worked under Greg McDermott over at Creighton. He is a great basketball coach, and he works his rear end off. The guy just, he's a winner. and he what he has done with that program. Look, that's an academic conundrum. I mean, it's tough to get kids into Drake. Now, they play the game with everybody else now, and finally they got an AD over there that understands it. Because when they had Sandy Hatfield Club over there, who thank God departed, I mean, she was over the tips of her skis, and they kept renewing her and renewing her. It was horrific. And right now they got a great AD, they got a great coach. The problem is you can't hang on to a coach there, and they know that, because the coach does what Darian DeVries is doing right now. He's in play. But I'll tell you right now, Iowa probably won't do it, and he's going to end up somewhere. I got to think now, Ohio State's interim coach has done a heck of a job. He really has. Since Holtman got the axe, he's done nothing but do an extremely good job. And ironically, Iowa, I think, is going to see Ohio State at the Target Center in Minnesota. But I do. I think Fran McCaffrey's singing for his supper. But there's going to be a lot of jobs open. You know, they're firing coaches now. You get knocked out of your conference tournament, boom. If you had a bad 2 or 3, 4 years, you're getting the boot. And Darian DeVries is going to be in play. You wait and see. Now, just in terms of the tournament, they're dangerous. Last year they went out to Buffalo, lost to Miami. They had Miami beat, and Miami ended up in the Final Four. But Drake just had a stretch down the stretch of time where they could not hold on to the basketball. Like 5 turnovers in 6 possessions, and Miami was dunking and alley-ooping and hitting kickback, step-back threes. It was a disastrous 4 or 5 minutes, if I recall, in Buffalo. And boom, shuffle-o to Buffalo, back to Iowa. Drake will be – I think they learned from that, and I'll keep an eye on them. Like I just said, Utah State, very, very dangerous team. You don't want to get them. They can run up and down the court, hit threes. They defend. That's a very, very sneaky good team. Steve Alford, Nevada, the Wolfpack, they're starting to hit their stride. Keep an eye on them. Got them circled. I got some other teams circled twice in red pen, and that is the teams that are absolutely going the wrong way at this time. And the absolute poster child for the bottom falling out of their season, you don't have to look any further from my Midwestern outpost to Lawrence, Kansas. The Jayhawks are toast. McCullough, done. Dickinson, MRI, less than stellar. They're going to be one and done in Kansas City. And Billy Self, they got knocked out last year. Second round, they got picked off by Arkansas. And, you know, they're a mess right now. This doesn't even look like a Kansas team. They're just a mess. They got beat by 30. Houston beat them by 30. Now, I mean, seriously, this is a team they beat at Allen Fieldhouse a month or two ago. But Kansas, you can write this down. They are going to be primed for an upset. And they're probably going to be a 4 seed. They're going to be a 5. So they're going to play a 13. They might get 1, but that's it. And they're going to get shipped now. I mean, they were licking their chops. They were feeling great. They said, you know what? We're going to get another little trip. We can bus it up from Kansas City to Omaha, and that's where we're going to play. Well, no, you might as well forget it. You might want to say Brooklyn, New York, Salt Lake City. How does Pittsburgh sound? Kansas is getting shipped, and they're a mess. And I hate to say it. I'm not a Kansas hater, but listen. They get so much TLC, tender loving care. You know, they put them in, they never have to travel. You know, you got that Adidas scandal that got swept under the carpet. You know, that was going to be like UNLV and the guys in the hot tub. I mean, that was so dirty and so scuzzy and ugly. And Kansas just, you know, a little sprinkle of air freshener over here and we'll clean up this mess. No big deal. So, you know, listen, that's where they are right now. So they're not going to be in this. They're not going to be in this tournament. Now, what do you look for on Selection Sunday? Is it a 2-team tournament? I mean, Arizona, I've been high on Arizona. They looked horrible against Southern Cal. They really did. They just they look lifeless. Tommy Lloyd, I've been pumping them for weeks. Kind of my sneaky darling team. I don't know right now. I'm not going to go crazy off one game. You know, maybe they get a little rest. But listen, Pac-12 tournament, I think they're going to come back and win a couple and put them in that where I think they'll get a two seed. The one, and here's the other one that's, that bothers me a little bit. And again, it's a blue blood, is North Carolina. I mean, my God. I mean, they beat Duke, but I mean, are we really? I mean, Duke is a top 10 team. But I mean, I don't think we're looking at a Duke team. And listen, Shire's done a great job. I mean, those are huge shoes to fill. We've always said that. You know, that is one of the toughest things to do, and he's done a great job. I don't think Duke is going to be a team we're going to see in Glendale. I don't. You know, Sweet 16, I think, would be right about right, but we shall see. But Carolina and Hubert Davis, I mean, I guess I got to soften up here a little. They're only 2 years removed from having Kansas on the ropes, 40-25 at the half, and then just going, or I think in that neighborhood, 15-point lead at half. And then they don't even show up in the second half and get beat. Not only beat, they got beat pretty resoundingly, and Kansas cut down the nets a couple years ago. So I can't go too crazy on Kansas. They do have some lineage that takes them to the national title a couple years ago. But, yeah, that's an interesting situation with North Carolina. You know, Purdue, you know, I mean, I follow the Big Ten probably as close, if not more, than any other conference. I mean, Edney is retire his number. He's a 7'2", got nice soft hands, relatively speaking, decent footwork. He's a cog in the middle, and the guard play is very, very good. And Painter can coach with the best of them. But they're only a year removed as a one seed getting beat by a 16. I mean, when you think about that, it's stunning, and it can happen. Fairleigh Dickinson. And then we saw, you know, a year removed from a national championship with Virginia, Tony Bennett and his Cavaliers get picked off by a 16 in the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. I don't think we're going to see that this year. I really don't. I don't know. There's some Cinderella teams out there, but I don't think we're going to see that. What I really feel right now is it's two teams. And I've been down on Houston. Not even down on Houston. I guess I didn't watch enough, and when I did see Houston – you know, if Cryer and Shed don't get it going and they start clanking threes, Houston is beatable. We've seen it. And so that's why it scares me a little bit. The one team that doesn't really lay many eggs is the University of Connecticut. Now, the one that they did lay back on February 17th, I believe that was the date, the horrible performance on the road against Creighton. And that's why, as we head to the Big East tournament tomorrow through Sunday, through Saturday night, the one thing that I look for, I think Creighton is going to be the team. Not only do I have circled, I think they have an excellent chance to win the Big East. And they are clearly a team with a big guy, guard play, well-coached. That's a Final Four team. And 2 years ago, they were trending that way and got beat in the round of eight. I think it was Kansas that beat them en route to a national championship. But Greg McDermott, they've extended him. He's an excellent coach. He's got no excuses. They can't play in Omaha because that's their home court, so they're going to ship him out. So where do they end up? Where do you put Creighton? Put them on the East Coast? Do you put? I think they got to reward them, especially if they win the Big East. You got to put them in Indianapolis. You got to put them right there. Now, I know, you know, they play Butler and, you know, Xavier's over in Cincinnati. So they're familiar. That's familiar turf. But, hey, listen, if Creighton wins the Big East, you got to reward them. You can't ship them to Salt Lake. You ain't got to put them in Spokane, Washington, right? You got to reward them. All right, we have covered a lot of ground. The NFL free agency, the college hoops. We took a little sneak peek at the NBA. We come back. There is a lot of action tonight. What we're streaming, what we're screaming about in the world of sports. We will get that going. Presented by Innovative Wellness. And again, AWT, that is acoustic wave treatment, the most advanced non-invasive treatment for connective tissue disorders. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness, Dot Center, Clive, Iowa. And if you're in the Midwest, it's worth the drive. Give them a call at 515-355-3200, Innovative Wellness, Dot Center, on Sports Overnight. Coming back.
We'll be right back. Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, let's see what we're streaming and screaming about. March Madness is underway, well underway, as the women tournaments are coming to a close. Men tonight, you know, Santa Clara, St. Mary's, that West Coast Conference semi ought to be good. That'll be 9 East, and then we'll go 11:30 East. I think I have these times right. San Francisco and Gonzaga. Look forward to that. Where are those games being played? Let me look real quick. And we're in Las Vegas at the Orleans Arena. That's right. So you have interesting. Whoops. I'm getting people dialing me while I'm on the air. We'll just let them go. All right. So anyways, Big West. Check that out tonight. Women, Big 12 semi. Iowa State is in. They blasted number one seed Oklahoma. Jenny Baranczyk, former Drake University player and coach. Or no, she played at Iowa, coached at Drake, and then Oklahoma. She's done a great job with the Sooners. Adios. They get knocked out. Kansas, Texas, looks like sixth-ranked Texas is going to get the job done. Longhorns and Iowa State tomorrow at the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Stay with us throughout the week. NFL free agency, the new season kicks in 4 p.m. Wednesday Eastern time. But listen, a lot of done deals, a lot of done deals. Keep an eye on it. Barkley, Saquon Barkley from the Giants, he signs with Philly. That's probably the headline. Baker Mayfield re-ups. Kirk Cousins ends up in Atlanta for $180 million. 100 of it, I believe, guaranteed. So away we go. All right. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. And we're back at it, obviously, tomorrow, live from New York. Big East men's tournament. Creighton UConn on a collision course? Villanova trying to play for their NCAA tournament lives? What about Rick Pitino and St. John's? It's going to be an interesting week in the Big Apple. We look forward to it. We'll do some other stuff about New York with the Yankees, Mets, Knicks, Rangers. We'll give you some East Coast splendor over the week here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. For Dominic Jimenez, I'm Artie Terrell and the whole crew. Enjoy your Monday, and we got you covered into Tuesday morning here. It's Sports Overnight America, presented by Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Adios on Sports Byline.